Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Brad Van Horn back on the show. Brad is the president of Business Appraisal Services. And he spent a number of decades in the business valuation world. And he is an ESOP expert, employee stock option program expert. And we're going to talk about a bunch of different things while he's here on the show today. Brad Van Horn, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. It's exciting to be back. I snowshoed into the office today, so I'm all ready.
Well, glad you're here, Brad. So one of the things that I pointed out back in April, maybe early May, as we settled into this pandemic crap we've had, I said that I believed that there were a whole bunch of baby boomer business owners in their late 60s, early 70s, maybe a little older, who prior to coronavirus said, hey, this is fun. I might keep doing this for 2 or 3 more years. This isn't too bad. And then when they realized that post-pandemic, they were probably going to have to completely reinvent their business, reorder how they went to market, reinvest and recommit, I predicted 9 months ago that a lot of them were going to say, you know what, maybe I ought to just redefine retirement and ride off into the sunset. Are you seeing that? What do you think, Brad?
Yeah, there's a couple of things, Jim, but definitely we're seeing that COVID and the pandemic has worn the patience of a lot of these business owners very, very thin. You know, did you know that for companies up to $10 million in revenues, 40% of them are 65 years old and older?
I believe it.
You know, what's that tell you about who wants to be selling their business? So COVID kind of was that issue that brought the planning horizon front and center for these business owners. And I think a lot of them said, hey, I'll take a little bit less money, but I want to get out.
That's what I meant about redefining retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had to rethink how things were going to be, how their retirement was going to be capitalized. And so one option, of course, this is a point I was making in the article that I wrote back in May, was that if you're younger and you would like to either acquire or buy a business in a box, so to speak, that just needs to be restructured, and you're of the age and the inclination and the talent to do that, you know, don't start one from scratch. Find an older business owner and buy from them. What do you think?
Yeah, I often say the big mistake in my career, because, you know, we've performed about 5,000 business valuations, you know, privately held businesses.
Yeah.
And my big mistake is I didn't buy some of those. So I wish I would have heeded your advice, Jim.
Yeah, right. So what is your advice to the sellers? What do you recommend that they do right now?
Well, in the pandemic, there were some losers, and believe it or not, there were a lot of winners. So the pandemic redefined our economy and how companies go to market. And so if you're a business owner who is thinking about selling, you have to think about when can you get your best value. And if you had a hiccup in the pandemic, you might not want to sell right now. You want to hold on and grow your company back for a couple of years to a good level of earnings and then sell. If you have benefited by the pandemic, and I would say at least 50% of our companies found a way to benefit from the pandemic. Very, very smart entrepreneurs running these companies. Now is a great time to consider your options. You have to start the process now in order to complete it a year or two from now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, these are if it's going to be done right, they don't happen overnight. But for one thing, you've got to get your, as you said, the pandemic has reset a lot of things. It hasn't just reset your financials. It's reset your business model, hasn't it? And so whatever you did a year ago, you're probably going to have quite a bit of a reset, quite a bit of different approaches to the marketplace than you did a year ago. And those things need to be established, don't they?
They sure do. And the biggest thing is how sales and marketing teams approach their customers. So gone is the long weeks of travel. You know, so right. Now we got social media, Zoom meetings.
The new customer expectations. That's exactly right.
It's great.
When we come back, one of the ways to divest is through an ESOP, employee stock option. We're going to get Brad to help us understand what's that like in the post-pandemic 21st century. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.